Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 289. Hi, this is Paul Vogelzang, host of the Not Old Better Show. You've got the right place and the right program. And today's show is in conjunction with my ongoing work with Mary Furlong and Associates. Along with Mary Furlong, I attended the It's Never Too Late Startup Business Pitch Competition at AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons Innovation Labs in Washington, D.C. recently. This was a unique event, an event that features the leading edge startups from across the country. The startups pitch their ideas that will shape the future of how we all age regarding health, wealth, and self-solutions. The AARP Innovation Labs are committed to engaging the best and the brightest startups to identify challenges and solve big issues that impact us all as we age. Of course, the innovation part of the name Innovation Labs has a long history at AARP. AARP was built on innovation and has always worked toward developing solutions that create opportunity and solve problems for people 55 plus in age. It's part of the DNA at AARP. Additionally, AARP has long recognized the longevity economy, the economic opportunity that America's older population represents. And AARP has actively encouraged product developers and marketers to respond to this longevity economy with solutions focused on interests and needs of people age 55 plus. While at the event, I spoke to all the participants. And in today's installment, we're speaking with Ben Reno Weber, CEO and co-founder of MobileServe.com. Ben Reno Weber is a social entrepreneur who works to help all people to reach their full potential and believes that doing good and doing well should go together. Before we speak to Ben Reno Weber, let me tell you a bit about MobileServe, which was founded by Ben and his co-founder, Chris Head. In the same way that Ben Reno Weber seeks to do good and do well, MobileServe exists to help volunteers and organizations share stories that are authentic and accessible, and to connect people with organizations, causes, and each other so that single acts of service can inspire an entire culture of doing more good. In co-founding the company, Ben Reno Weber wanted a way to celebrate all the amazing things that volunteers do to impact their organizations, and at the same time, share his lifelong love of service work, all coupled with a quantifiable approach assigning metrics and dollars to their results. The business model focuses on companies, universities, schools, and individuals who track service and volunteer hours while providing valuable data about the volunteer effort. You might think of MobileServe as the mobile, easy-to-use app that is a means of emphasizing the humble brag, but with proof. Ben Reno Weber, welcome to the program. It's great to see you here at the AARP Innovation Labs. Tell us a little bit about what the business MobileServe is doing.
Thanks, Paul. So MobileServe is a tech platform that is helping to address the chronic issue of social isolation through purposeful volunteerism.
That's a great term. Certainly the buzzword of social isolation is important, leads to depression, all kinds of other issues. Tell us what it is that you're trying to combat with kind of avoiding social isolation.
Yeah, so the scope of the problem is massive. AARP estimates more than 40 million Americans are chronically socially isolated. And as you mentioned, the way that social isolation manifests itself is through a diagnosis of depression and often increased medical utilization. So I'll give you a super concrete example. So Peggy Davis, who is my friend's mom, was the school secretary in Ashland, Kentucky for 32 years. Right? She retired 18 months ago. And in those 18 months, she has been to either the ER or urgent care 8 times. She has been diagnosed, or she has been put on Prozac. And as my buddy says to me, my mom is not depressed and she is not ill. She is lonely and bored and feels helpless. And so what we're trying to do is address those root causes by giving Peggy what she really needs, which is purposeful activity. So the way we address social isolation right now tends to be through drugs and also through entertainment. You know, let's play bingo. or companionship. You know, hey, I'm going to have this high school kid connect with you. Or maybe there's a friend line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's not addressing the real issue, which is that for her whole life, Peggy Davis has been of service to others. Mm-hmm. And she wants to continue to be of service to others.
And in that sense, the idea is contributing, giving something back,
yep,
giving her a chance to have a life.
Yep. And our platform is very flexible in terms of who's able to put volunteer opportunities into the system.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah,
so how are you winnowing those down?
So you can. So our first customers in the aging care space have been networks of aging care facilities. So for them, we're addressing a hard cost, a cost of administering their volunteers.
So the Erickson Livings of the world.
Exactly.
Delaware.
Atria, Trilogy, that kind of, that's the kind of customer. So they've got a volunteer coordinator on site, and they spend between 25 and 60% of their time on the administrivia of volunteer engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we can reduce that by 40%. We give them back a full day or more of their time per week.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the people who then create these volunteer opportunities.
Right.
But the untapped resource here and the real potential are the actual elders themselves,
mm-hmm,
right? So it is the people in the independent living facility who are resources and who want to be asked to support the Alzheimer's unit.
Yeah, so Peggy, the Peggies of the world.
The Peggies of the world. Please, as my buddy JP would say, give my mom something to do. Right? And
something real to do.
Something real to do. Not, let's not go play bingo.
Yeah.
Right? She wants a meaningful activity and the connection and purpose that comes from that. And that has great health outcomes for her. And in an industry with razor-thin margins now, it's also additional resources to improve the quality of life of the people in those communities.
Absolutely. So MobileServe has been in business for how long?
So we launched our minimally viable product in 2015.
Okay, so good track record.
Yeah. So we've got 200 customers all over the country. We actually started mostly in the school space.
Okay.
So we help students to track their volunteer requirements,
right,
and service.
So high school students might need volunteer requirements.
And we got into the aging ecosystem by following those volunteers.
Smart.
Right? Yeah, so they're going to these facilities, and then we said, well, what do these communities need?
Yeah.
Well, they need not only a system for attracting and retaining those volunteers,
mm-hmm,
because like any workforce, the volunteer workforce, it's all about attraction and retention.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can reduce the turnover of those,
right,
volunteers, that's a clear contribution to the bottom line.
So tell me a little bit about the business in the sense of, say, I'm a volunteer.
Yep.
Where do I go? What's the website URL? What's my first,
yeah,
step? How do I become part of what
so
it is?
So you're an individual volunteer.
Yeah.
It's opportunities.mobileserve.com.
All right, we'll put up links.
Great. But really what we're looking for are the volunteer coordinators,
mm-hmm,
either for the companies,
mm-hmm,
or organizations who provide volunteers. So let's say you are AARP and you have paid volunteer time. Right. We will help your paid volunteers find opportunities, track those opportunities, connect on social media with one another and with their broader networks so everyone knows that AARP is a great place to work. Okay, now the flip side, we're also looking for those volunteer coordinators, the people in the Atrias and the Ericssons and the whatever who are spending all sorts of time that could be really impactful, and instead is calling to be sure that Paul is going to show up,
mm-hmm,
to do the meal service thing that he said he was going to do.
Better do it.
Right? And so we automate those pieces.
Okay.
And then we give you these infographics and communications tools on both sides so you can say, hey, you know, Paul was the most valuable volunteer in the month of October.
Mm-hmm. So it's very clear, the monetization piece, that,
yep,
seems really clear to me. What is it that you hope to accomplish here at AARP's Innovation Labs Day?
I want to make the first steps toward ending social isolation.
Yeah, good.
Excellent goal.
I love that goal. What else? What would you like to do?
You know, I mean, really, within the AARP network, there is this incredible brand and power. People trust AARP. What we know is that it doesn't matter what kind of lists are visible of volunteer opportunities. Unless you can make a personal ask, people don't show up for this. And so what we do is facilitate that ask. So what we want is not just Paul to volunteer. We want Paul to volunteer and then Paul to become an ambassador for that organization. Right? And again, what we do is use technology to facilitate those human connections, to connect people to purpose. Yeah.
Great idea. My hat's off to you, Brent, Ben Reno Weber. So I always like to ask the personal question because I think it's why businesses are started. Do you have a personal connection to this, a personal story?
Oh, yeah. I was a nonprofit CEO for 6 years. And I got very angry with the amount of time and energy that we spent tracking the impact of our volunteers. And then also coordinating those people who I knew were passionate about our cause, but couldn't bring themselves to get to where I needed them to be and where they wanted to be. And so, you know, we started the company, myself and my co-founder, Chris, who was himself a volunteer. And that's how we got going on this. He was a volunteer at the nonprofit I ran, and he was the first person to kick this off, and I quit my job a year later and joined him.
Well, I love the idea. Social isolation is such a big issue, but Ben Reno Weber, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Paul. Great to be here. Yep.
Thanks for joining me and Mary Furlong and Associates for our recap of the recent AARP Innovation Labs It's Never Too Late to Start Up Business Pitch Competition. Stay tuned for the rest of our series, during which we interview each of the participants, including event winner, Embodied Lab CEO, Carrie Shaw. Check out each one. These are some cool new startups focused on aging. Thanks, everybody.